My name is Alana, and I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from drug and alcohol addiction and seeking approval of others. Hey, guys. Okay. From my earliest memories center around the false belief that I had to earn and prove my worthiness to be liked by my peers, loved by my family, and accepted by society. Feeling rejected for not performing well enough led me to depression, anxiety, and deep-seated insecurity. Feelings of inadequacy plagued my thoughts and led me to believe I wasn't enough. At the age of 14, I discovered how to temporarily escape from those unwanted feelings through drugs and alcohol. I enjoyed it and decided that it was the only way to survive the constant disappointment and fear that had consumed me. This led to many years of destruction, chaos, and contributed significantly to the stunting of my emotional growth. Still heavy into my drug addiction, I moved on to seeking my worth in relationships with men. I used every prop and disguise to prove that I was worthy and special. I allowed them to use and abuse me in hopes that they would see that I could be anything that they wanted me to be. As I began to emotionally disappear by smoking, taking pills, and getting blackout drunk, I eventually chose to try cocaine. The sobering effect of it intrigued and terrified me. I continued to experiment a few more times. My last time of trying cocaine, it was unknowingly laced with meth. For the next 24 hours, I was overwhelmed with fear, darkness, and hallucinating paranoia. I vowed never to touch cocaine again. I would just stick to the old ways of numbing my despair. However, a year later, I was summoned home by my parents and given news that would forever change my life. I was arrested and charged with two felonies for selling cocaine to an undercover police officer. I had no memory of selling cocaine and still don't to this day. My life crashed around me. I was able to take a plea and avoid conviction, but that meant I had to remain sober for 7 years while on probation. I was told that if I failed the terms of probation, I would have to face the full penalty, which was 10 years in prison, without the ability to appeal. I wish this had been the final turning point of my story, but it wasn't. I sincerely believed I didn't have a problem. I was scared sober and would remain that way until the reality of chaos and destruction in my life would hit, and then I would relapse. I had to attend a counseling and recovery programs as a part of my probation, but I never took it seriously. Finally, I had 9 months sober. I thought I was doing so good because this was the longest I had ever made without using. However, I found out that I was pregnant. I failed my third drug test as a result of the unbearable decision that I made to have an abortion. I'll never forget the meeting that I had with my probation officer when she told me that I was out of chances. She said, "One more failed drug test and I was going to prison for 10 years. I realized for the first time that I was the problem. I needed to take recovery and work in the steps seriously. Step 4, moral inventory, nearly broke me. I was terrified to take off all the masks and just be real. When I had shared my inventory with my sponsor, I could hardly believe that things that I wasn't even planning to reveal to her ended up coming out. The end of the fifth step is where everything changed. I was instructed to go and spend time with God and confess my junk and meditate on everything that I had done. Hesitantly, I went to a diner, sat there alone, and began to let it really sink in. Everything I had done, experienced, and destroyed was there in black and white. No escaping it anymore. I clearly saw that drugs and seeking others' approval couldn't give me life or relief. Up to this point, I had thought that I could will myself to change, honestly, and make up for so many failures, but I always fell short. I had heard the gospel, but it wasn't until this moment in that diner that I surrendered my life to God and accepted the free gift that was offered to me and to all of us through Christ. I asked him to forgive and to change me and to rescue me from the darkness that I had built in and around myself with lies, fear, and denial for so many years. Without delay, in the middle of my prayer, God did exactly that. Guys, I felt true peace for the first time in my life. I tried so many other things, drugs, alcohol, relationships, anything I could do to get reprieve, and none of it gave me real relief or satisfaction. There was nothing that I could do to permanently remove them. Believe me, I tried everything. Romans 10:9 says that if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that you will be saved. Guys, I believed. Drugs, alcohol, and seeking others' approval left my life empty, and I was ready to become a new creation through God's strength. I needed to share this incredible miracle that had happened to me, so I got involved in recovery opportunities at my local church and tried to spread the good news of Christ's transforming love. By God's grace, I successfully finished up my 7 years of probation for the charges that were brought against me. I graduated from college determined to continue on my new journey in sobriety. Soon after graduating, I got a huge job opportunity in Michigan. I thought my life was going to be good from here on out. I was wrong. It was there that I ended up being sexually abused for 2 years by my boss. Looking back, I now see how important my desire for approval was. I was terrified of what others thought if they knew. The only reason I was given such a great opportunity was because my boss had other plans. I feared I would be rejected and shunned by my family and by my peers if they knew the truth. After spending 2 years teetering between my fear and God's truth, I knew I needed to get out if I was going to survive. As soon as I returned home, I immediately got back to church and began to be in an active relationship with the Lord again. I was determined to share the hope of Christ everywhere I went, the one who is continually turning the ashes of my destruction into a crown of beauty for his purposes. I have made peace with my abuser, knowing that I can trust God for justice. I don't have to be the one who carries the pain and hurt that I experienced. Accepting Christ is a one-time deal, and my life was forever changed in that diner. But recovery is a daily commitment, and I must constantly be on guard for my desire to have others' approval over seeking to glorify God alone. Going through the steps again, this time in Region, has reminded me of the immense grace God has given me, but it's actually also helped me realize and recognize patterns of my sinful behavior. What I realize now that I didn't before is that I will always need God's grace and provision to help me wage war against my desires for approval and acceptance of those around me, always. I believe that through daily devotion and abiding in Christ through prayer, confession, and study of God's word, I can resist the temptation to perform for the world by his spirit in me. If this is your first time at Region, welcome. You might not know why you're here, but believe me, it's not an accident or coincidence that you walked in tonight. God is calling you to a place where you can finally find freedom from the lies that you've been believing and discover the truth that he can change you the same way, if not more than the way he has changed me and is continuing to do so. For those of you who are in groundwork or step groups, hold fast. Remember that you didn't get here in a few short weeks or months. Recovery is a process, something I'm learning and living now. Philippians 1:6 states that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. With God and in his strength, we can stop doing things that hurt us and those around us. My name is Alana. I have a brand new life in Christ, and I am recovering from addiction to drugs and alcohol and seeking approval of others. I am daily dependent on God to remind me that he alone can satisfy my desire for acceptance and that he defines my worth by his grace alone. Thank y'all.